Welcome to Southside Park in Chicago, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Solly Hoffman. Batting second. The left fielder, Jimmy Sheckard. Batting third. The right fielder, Frank Schulte. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Frank Chance. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Harry Steinfeld. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Joe Tinker. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Johnny Evers. Batting eighth. The catcher, Johnny Kling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ed Reulbach. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Ed Reulbach. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Ed Hahn. Batting second. The center fielder, Fielder Jones. Batting third. The second baseman, Frank Isbell. Batting fourth. The third baseman, George Roy. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jiggs Donahue. Batting sixth. The left fielder, Patsy Doherty. Batting seventh. The catcher, Billy Sullivan. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Lee Tannehill. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Doc White. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Doc White. And now, play ball. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman hits a fly ball into center field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards first. Donahue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Sheckard for the out. Two outs. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Reulbach fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance strikes out. One out. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker bunts towards third. Roy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Steinfeld moves to second. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Isbell. Steinfeld scores. Tinker moves to third. Evers moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Cubs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is walked intentionally. Ed Reulbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reulbach bunts towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tinker scores. Evers moves to third. Kling moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 2-0, Cubs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 0 for 1 in the game. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evers scores. There goes Kling trying to get to home. Donahue throws to Sullivan, who tags Kling for the out. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Cubs. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Ruhlbach fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the White Sox 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 1 in the game. Sheckard hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. White fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. Schulte takes first base on ball 4. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 1 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Chance. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Chance scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Cubs. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. There goes Steinfeld. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Isbell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Babe Towne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Towne hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0 for 1 in the game. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 0. The Cubs will come to bat. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Tinker takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0 for 1 in the game. Evers hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Isbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Kling hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Jones. Kling reaches second base with a double. Tinker moves to third. Ed Reulbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reulbach is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reulbach strikes out. 2 outs. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman hits a line drive into left field. Doherty settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers misplays the ball. That's an error on Evers. Jones moves to second. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0 for 1 in the game. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Jones moves to third. One out. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0 for 1 in the game. Roy hits a fly ball towards left. Sheckard catches it and throws to home to double up Jones. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0 for 2 in the game. Sheckard hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Isbell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schulte hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0 for 2 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0 for 1 in the game. Donahue takes first base on ball 4. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Doherty hits a ball on the ground towards third. Steinfeld fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. There's a wild pitch. Doherty moves to second. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Kling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Tannehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker misplays the ball. That's an error on Tinker. Doherty scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Cubs. Frank Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a fly ball into left field. Sheckard settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 4, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Steinfeld hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tinker hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owen fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 0-for-2 in the game. Evers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tinker moves to second. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. There go the runners. The throw from Sullivan and he throws it away. That's a double steal and an error. Tinker scores. That run is unearned. It's 5-1, Cubs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kling strikes out. Two outs. Ed Reulbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reulbach is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Reulbach hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Ed Haun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Haun is 0-for-2 in the game. Haun takes first base on ball 4. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. There goes Haun. The throw from Kling and he is out, Evers applying the tag. One out. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hoffman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-3 in the game. Sheckard hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. There goes Schult. The throw from Sullivan and he is out, Isbell applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0-for-2 in the game. Roy takes first base on ball 4. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Donahue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Roy moves to second. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Doherty hits a fly ball into right field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-2 in the game. Sullivan strikes out. Two outs. Lee Tannehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tannehill is 0-for-2 in the game. Tannehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tinker fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 5, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 0-for-3 in the game. Chance hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tannehill fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Harry Steinfeld is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinfeld is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Steinfeld bunts towards first. Donahue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Steinfeld for the out. Chance moves to second. One out. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. There goes Chance. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Chance steals third. Joe Tinker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tinker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Tinker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Chance scores. It's 6-1, Cubs. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. There goes Tinker. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Tinker steals second. Johnny Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Evers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Roy fields it and throws to first for the out. Tinker moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Kling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. Kling takes first base on ball 4. Tinker scores. Kling moves to second. It's 7-1, Cubs. Ed Reulbach is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reulbach is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Reulbach hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. Owen strikes out. One out. Ed Hahn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hahn is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hahn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Evers scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Fielder Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones takes first base on ball 4. Frank Isbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Isbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Isbell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Chance scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Isbell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the White Sox 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Solly Hoffman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoffman is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hoffman takes first base on ball 4. Jimmy Sheckard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheckard is 0-for-4 in the game. Sheckard bunts towards the mound. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Hoffman moves to second. One out. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. There goes Hoffman. The throw from Sullivan and he is safe. Hoffman steals third. Frank Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Isbell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Chance is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chance is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Chance hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sullivan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cubs 7, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. George Roy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Roy is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Roy is hit by the pitch. Jiggs Donahue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Donahue is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Donahue hits a ball on the ground towards second. Evers scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. Two outs. Patsy Doherty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doherty is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Doherty takes first base on ball 4. Billy Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-3 in the game. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Hoffman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago Cubs, 7, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Southside Park in Chicago.